Ukraine security issue.
On August 11th, the 169th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the Russian army was reported to continue trying to regain its offensive momentum in the Donbas. Failing to make any territorial gains by ground attacks, the Russians constantly resort to shelling of residential areas and civilian infrastructure. Pavlo Kirilenko, head of the Donetsk Region Military Administration, said on Thursday that Russian shells and rockets had killed 11 civilians and injured 8 in the region overnight, and that most of them were residents of Bakhmut, which was shelled from multiple launch rocket systems. Also, according to Kirilenko, the town of Pisky, 10 miles northwest of Donetsk, was shelled from thermobaric weapons. The town is practically leveled, he said. In the south of Ukraine, Russian invaders are reinforcing their defenses in the occupied parts of the Kherson and Zaporizhia regions, while shelling residential areas and civilian infrastructure in the neighboring Mykolaiv region. On Thursday morning, they struck a port infrastructure facility from Smerch multiple launch rocket systems. At present, the Russian army has more weapons, equipment and munition than Ukraine does, but the serious shortage of manpower forces the Russian military command to choose between competing priorities and redeploy the forces from the Donbas to the south and vice versa, Sergei Grabsky, a military expert, told Ukrainian radio. They have to refocus their efforts to the south. That remains a serious problem for them. As far as Slavyansk, Kramatorsk, and Konstantinovka are concerned, it should be understood that the Russians are unable to carry out active offensive operations in that direction because they are constrained by the Ukrainian forces' activity in the area of Izum Kharkiv region, said Sergei Grabsky. Ukraine has ample evidence to prove that the mass killing of Ukrainian political prisoners in the Olenivka colony was plotted beforehand by Russia. Yevgeny Tsymbaluk, Ukraine's envoy to Vienna-based international organization, said at the special meeting of the OSCE Permanent Council. He stressed that there are concrete individuals behind war crimes and the severest punishment for such crimes must be unavoidable, as was the case with the Nuremberg Tribunal. Anton Karinevich, Ukraine's representative to the UN International Court, told Ukrainian radio that Kyiv is setting up a special tribunal, similar to Nuremberg, to address Russia's crimes against Ukraine. More and more governments support the idea of closing borders to all Russian citizens without exception. Some of them have already done so. Now the European Union is contemplating a collective decision not to issue Schengen visas to Russian citizens as part of a new sanctions package. In the meantime, the government of Estonia has announced that in a week the country will close its borders to Russian holders of Schengen visas. Estonian Foreign Minister Urmas Reinsalu said at a press conference that the visas would remain valid, but their holders would not be allowed to enter Estonia. Russia may well cause a radioactive disaster at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, bigger and deadlier than Chernobyl. In other words, Russia may use a nuclear weapon without a nuclear strike, President Volodymyr Zelensky said addressing the Copenhagen Donor Conference for Ukraine. He stressed that Russia's nuclear blackmail could only be stopped by stronger sanctions.
Санкції проти Росії потрібно посилювати і не дозволяти їх обходити. У відповідь на ядерний шантаж потрібні жорсткі санкції проти Росатому. Це конкретні речі.
Sanctions against Russia must be strengthened and not allowed to be bypassed. In response to Russia's nuclear blackmail, there have to be tough sanctions against Rosatom and the entire Russian nuclear industry, not agreements with them. There has to be constant political pressure on Russia. There has to be more countries in the anti-war coalition and fewer countries that are ready to aid and abet Russia. But the most important thing that has to be done is to give Ukraine more weapons and more ammunition. We need very powerful long-range weapons that will make Russia seek a peace deal, said Volodymyr Zelensky.
Щоб Росія була змушена задуматись нарешті про пошук мирного рішення.
The Latvian parliament on Thursday passed a resolution which states that Russia's violence against Ukrainian peaceful civilians as a means of achieving political goals is a tantamount to terrorism and that Russia is a state that supports terrorism. Latvia categorically condemns Russia's military aggression and invasion of Ukraine with the support of the Belarusian regime and calls upon the international community and partners to immediately strengthen sanctions and impose new ones against Russia, reads the resolution. Latvian Foreign Minister Edgar Rinkevičs wrote on Twitter that all holders of Russian passports would be expelled from the country.